It's Tuesday. I'm Carl Azus, and this is CNN Student News. This is our last show this week, but we have a lot of ground to cover before the Thanksgiving break, so let's go ahead and get to it. First up, New York officials arrest a man they say was planning a terrorist attack. Mayor Michael Bloomberg described Jose Pimentel as a lone wolf. That means he was allegedly operating on his own. Pimentel is reportedly inspired by Al-Qaeda, not believed to be actually part of the terrorist organization. Pimentel was arrested on Sunday on bomb-related charges. Surveillance video showed him drilling holes in pipes that authorities say were going to be used as pipe bombs. Pimentel reportedly told police he was about an hour away from finishing his first bomb when he was arrested. According to officials in New York, Pimentel was planning to attack police officers, patrol cars, and U.S. military troops who were coming home from serving overseas. Pimentel's attorney says the case against his client isn't as strong as authorities say it is. Some American veterans could be getting some help in the job market. President Obama signed a bill into law yesterday that gives tax credits to companies that hire veterans who might have been out of work for a while. This is the only part of the president's jobs proposal that has been approved. Both the U.S. House and the Senate voted unanimously to pass this bill. Republicans and Democrats agree on helping veterans. They don't seem to agree on a plan to reduce the government's deficit. Yesterday, we reported on Congress's supercommittee. You can check out Monday's show for details on how the committee was formed and its efforts to come up with ways to cut the deficit. The deadline was Monday for the committee to form a plan, but late yesterday afternoon, it announced it couldn't reach a deal. For the latest developments and reactions to that announcement, go to CNN.com. Some significant events that happened on this day in history. In 1906, the Morse code signal, SOS, was adopted as the International Distress Signal. In 1917, the National Hockey League was created. It's the second oldest of the four major team sports leagues in North America. And in 1963, President John F. Kennedy was shot and killed while riding in a motorcade in Dallas, Texas. President Kennedy was 46 years old. Turning to Egypt now, where the members of the country's cabinet have all quit. We reported yesterday on the anger and new protests happening in the North African nation. The civilian government reacted to that by offering to step down. The protests in Egypt right now are against the military leaders who are currently running the country's government. Some people are worried that the military has too much control and they want the military to step down. More than 20 people have been killed in the fighting between protesters and security forces. The military took control in Egypt after an uprising earlier this year forced the country's longtime president out of power. The military says it will hand over control to a civilian government once it's been elected, but that election process takes a while, maybe even a year.